Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Our thanks to Greg Orman, the independent candidate in Kansas, and I certainly don't want to overestimate his chances. But full disclosure, I did say that he is welcome to put a yard sign in my yard, because I can't vote for Laura Kelly, the Democrat, and I cannot vote for Kris Kobach. And I do vote. So I got to vote for somebody. I'm going to vote for Greg Orman. And I told him to go ahead and put a yard sign in my yard, because the other two are unacceptable.
Yeah, I don't live in Kansas, but I did like some of what he said.
Yeah, nice guy, too.
Yeah, seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Some people are saying he sounds like what's-his-face from SpongeBob. But that notwithstanding, I mean, whatever. Keyword to cash is sale, S-A-I-L, sale. That is your keyword to cash. Text that into 72881. And you are in the running for $1,000 with a keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is sale. Update real quick on the young man out in Western Shawnee, Nolan Sprague, who was paralyzed. Baseball star out at Mill Valley High School. Paralyzed from the chest down, we've now learned, diving into a pool last week. Family is wanting to thank everybody for the outpouring of support that they've received. They say people have been absolutely incredible.
You know, I was talking to my girlfriends about this morning.
His best friend's been staying at the hospital with him nonstop.
I can't even
can you imagine that?
Crying.
It says here, support for a teenager who could be anyone's 17-year-old son. Out with his best friends last Thursday night, the group went for a swim in a neighborhood pool. Nolan did a shallow dive into the pool and misjudged. His best friend saved his life, rescuing him from the bottom of the pool when he did not resurface. That was 5 days ago. Since then, Nolan has undergone surgery, physical therapy, and a lot of emotional trauma, and is learning that he may not walk again. Can you imagine that? The Sprags have four children, ranging in age from 4 to 22. They say the outpouring of support has been unreal, says one of the parents. Not just financial, the financial has been amazing, but really just the outpouring of love that we have felt. It is genuine, very genuine.
Did you see Danny Duffy saw this happening online, saw it on Twitter, and tweeted, I think this was overnight, very tough situation for a really good kid. Give this a look if you have time. Hang in there, Nolan, which they said really lifted his spirits. And they're right. This could be anybody. I was talking to my girlfriends about it this morning. I was talking to my children about it last night. You can tell them 100 times, don't do this and do this and don't do that. And in one shred of a split second, just a fraction of a second, his life has changed, and I think he will go on and have a good life. It will not be the life he was going to have.
No.
He has a long road ahead, but I just, it breaks my heart to see it, but I also know that he has so many people supporting him and surrounding him with love right now I hope that he'll be okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Stories like that really, I think, are tough for anyone who has a son or daughter that age. And really, really anyone with a son that age, Scott, because when you look at the numbers, and we looked this up the other day, with these types of injuries, they are almost exclusively male.
There are a handful of girls
who have this happen. It is almost exclusively a male injury. Mm-hmm. And so it just, I can so easily for just a second try to put myself in his mom and dad's shoes. And just the, you know, not the emotional and the physical and all of those things, but also the financial, Scott. I mean, this is a new day for them in every sense of that.
Well, I even had
word.
I can't remember who it was. It was somebody at the gym who knows the family pretty well. And I'm speaking out of school here because I don't know the family. I know a lot of people who do know the family. But if Nolan had passed me on the street a week ago, I don't know if I would have known who he was. Apparently everybody else in Western Shawnee did, though. But I guess the family has a split-level house. There's already talk that they're going to have to sell the house and get something that's more conducive to, obviously, what he's gone through and is going through and will be dealing with for a long time. You know as well as anybody. We talked with Powell. What was his first name? Escapes me at the moment. The young man who was in the wheelchair 2 weeks ago that we spoke with in the studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even he said, and he's right, the first 6 months after an injury like this are critical if you're ever going to walk again. And there's no guarantee that Nolan Sprague is ever going to walk again. There's certainly no guarantee. But if he is, these first 6 months are critical. That costs money. That costs a lot of money.
Well, and in a lot of cases, travel.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we have amazing resources here in Kansas City, but we've covered stories like this over the years, Scott. And
no, they've already said
you
his
go to Denver. You
they've
go
already
to Nebraska.
Said his treatment will be out of Kansas City.
Yeah, Denver's a big one where people go after this type of thing happens. So I just, you know what, I wish the family my best. My heart just goes out to them in every possible way.
You know, as a parent, and I thought about this too, and not to internalize it, but I will for just a moment. I thought, what must it be like to get that initial phone call? And of course the call on the other end is going to be panicked. And I wonder sometimes, and I've never asked my mother, when I went through the windshield of a car at 16 and I was being rushed to a hospital.
Yeah, where were you? What did that look like for her?
Right. What was it like? You know, I knew what it was like on my end.
Yeah.
I was about to die. What was it like on yours? And I've never asked her.
There's a quote in one of the stories from his sister yesterday, Nolan's sister, and she got a text that you need to come to the hospital. And her reply in this article, she said, I looked at that text five times to make sure, okay, that's from mom. She's talking about my brother. And I think you would. You would look at that and go, what? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, may God bless the family and any family that's going through this kind of stuff here in Kansas City and anywhere for that matter.
You just keep seeing the words long road. Everyone keeps saying long road.
And it will be a long road. And I think you've said it today and I think the other day. The life he knew is over. It's over.
Doesn't mean he can't have a good life.
No.
It will not be the life he was going to have.
And I know that's not what you're saying.
Yes.
Nor would anybody say that. Of course he can still have an incredibly productive, if not even more productive, life. We don't know how he handles this situation. He's been dealt a bad hand. How do you play that bad hand? And, you know, my prayers, and it's so cliche, but I mean, you pray for this kid, and you just hope he's going to be all right, and hope the family's going to be all right, and anybody else going through this, and you know, knock on wood that none of us ever get that call again.
I mean, how many of us listening right now texted their kids or had the conversation with their kids over the last 48 hours?
I did.
Do not jump into a pool or a lake or don't do it. I mean, I have talked to them about this ad nauseum over the last 48 hours.
I told my girls the other night, if you are not at the Roland Park pool on top of a diving board, you do not dive. Period. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, are you in need of an appliance upgrade? We have exciting news. It is Frigidaire Innovation Month. Frigidaire and Nebraska Furniture Mart have teamed up to celebrate with savings. Right now at the Mart, when you buy three Frigidaire professional appliances, you will get one free with rebate. Plus, receive free Mart reward cards with select Frigidaire appliance purchases and free installation with select Frigidaire dishwasher purchases. Save time with the convenience of free delivery and setup on qualifying appliance purchases. And remember, the Mart makes it so easy. They got 36 months financing going on qualifying Frigidaire appliance purchases, $5.99 or more. See the store for details. Discover how cooking and cleanup can be quicker and easier with Frigidaire. And you'll love how shopping and saving is quicker and easier at the Mart. Revolutionize your cooking. Maximize your savings. Shop the latest from Frigidaire at Nebraska Furniture Mart today.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go.
Oh, so this is Willie and his son Lucas on this one here?
Oh, I'm a lucky man.
Oh, there's Lucas right there.
On both hands, the ones I've
known. Somebody sounds a lot like Papa.
Some folks just have one, you know, others they've got none.
Not bad at all. Looks like that apple didn't fall far from the tree.
No, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a Pearl Jam song.
What song is it?
It's called Just Breathe. Here, I'll check it out.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. Oh,
you're never gonna let me win.
Lord, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love.
As we sit alone, I know someday we must go.
I'm going to say I like Willie's better.
Oh,
me
I'm
too.
A lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love.
Story here out of New Mexico. This has gotten a lot of people worked up. Judge's decision to allow the release of an extended family accused of child abuse at a ramshackle desert compound in New Mexico, prompting a political uproar by lawmakers in the state of New Mexico.
Wait. This is the crazy guy
and his
training
family.
Them to be school shooters.
Right.
Got it.
He is the only one who remains in jail on bond. Because he's also wanted in Georgia for child abduction. His other family members who were part of the compound out in the middle of the New Mexico desert.
Look, if you live in anything called a compound, you have problems.
Well, now, Dana, hang on now.
Did you see this place, Scott? This was not a house.
It is a ramshackle.
It's not even tents. I don't know what to call it.
It is pallets used as walls.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yes.
With tarps as roofs.
Yes. And crazy people raising children.
I understand that, but we're going to walk into some dangerous territory here.
They're teaching them to become school shooters. Now, I will not walk that back.
No, and you shouldn't. And I don't think anybody should have been granted bond. I'm with everybody who is upset about this. Nobody in this family should have been granted bond. They were training, allegedly, children how to commit school shootings. So that you know, listener, the 3-year-old boy that they think was found dead on the compound in a tunnel died during some sort of Islamic faith healing process, okay? But the thought was that if the boy did die, and he did, that he would come back. I can't write this story. That he would come back as Jesus Christ. Now, explain that to me as you're doing your Islamic healing process. Don't tell me, Dan, that Muslims believe in Jesus. I know that Jesus appears in the Quran. I get it. This is not a religious debate. But that he would come back as Jesus Christ and tell them which institutions in America they need to destroy.
Okay, I feel like you're trying to say butt here. Where is your butt? There's no butt.
No, my only butt, B-U-T, would be all of that notwithstanding, they have a right to live that way. They don't have a right to teach kids how to kill. They don't.
I'm going to disagree with everything you just said. Those kids did not have water, plumbing, shelter, education, very little food, if any food at all.
Well, we don't know.
The children died. You don't have a right to do any of that. Now, if you want to go live out in the desert and be crazy and be a crazy faith-healing person, mm-hmm. you have every right to do that.
Do you have a right to live off the grid?
You don't have a right to do what they did because it's a safety issue with those kids.
Well, I agree that you don't have the right to do what they did in regards to clearly a child died during a faith-healing episode or whatever that was. Clearly, the allegations would state they were training at least some of the children to shoot up schools. Clearly illegal. No doubt about it. And it's easy to say, to look at this ramshackle compound or whatever you want to call it and say, that is wrong. I did. I watched the video and I thought to myself, that is wrong to raise children like that. However, and I know when you say however or but, you seem to negate everything you said prior. Do you have the right? Let's take the Islamic faith healing out. Let's take the school shooting training out.
Do you have the right just to live
off the grid in
Appalachia? Anyone who's read the book Glass Castle.
Do you have the right to live without
Jeanette Wall?
Without running water, without plumbing? Off the grid, without electricity, out in the desert?
It's the reason, Scott, I hated that book, because she ends up a very successful writer in New York despite harrowing and, I would argue, illegal circumstances of her upbringing. Do you have the right to live in Appalachia without water or food or shelter or appropriate shelter or clothing? I don't. I think there's a very fine line there. Between living an alternative lifestyle and abuse.
Somebody says, do you have the right to be Amish?
Yes.
No electricity.
Correct.
No motorized vehicles.
They are fed and they are educated.
Okay. These children were clearly fed. They were alive. Emaciated, yes. And you can make the argument about child neglect, sure. My question is, and again, I'm just using this story as a catalyst to a larger question. Do you have the right to raise a family off the grid?
I think where Dana has an issue, you personally, Scott Parks, have the right to decide, I'm out, I'm a hermit, I'm going to live on this hill.
Yep.
I don't have the right to take kids into that situation.
That's what I tend to think.
You have children who have no choice in the matter.
So I could be Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
I could head to the woods of Alaska and live with a bear that for whatever reason never eats me.
Right.
But I don't have the right to bring Sarah and Maya with me. Is that what you're saying?
In most cases, I agree.
Old miner friend with a mule named Number 7.
Yeah. Can I ask the question everyone's wondering?
You remember as much as I do, don't you?
I do indeed.
If a judge granted bond, they can't afford things like, I don't know, a roof. How is anyone going to make bond? I've seen that compound. Compound reminds me of like Waco. This is not Waco. This was living on dirt with some pallets. Compound, I think, paints the wrong kind of picture here. If that's the way they were living, how the hell do any of those crazy people, how will they come up with bond?
576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Dan Weinbaum.
Well, we have some road construction issues you need to know about. We'll tell you about it in a moment.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Go to the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. You know, I spoke to Stuart on the phone this afternoon, as a matter of fact. And he said to me, one of the things people forget when it comes to life insurance is that annual review. It isn't a complicated thing, but it's critically important. If you have an old-term life insurance policy that maybe you bought 10 years ago, 20 years ago, stuck it in a drawer somewhere. What do you do the day that that policy term comes to an end and you get something in a mail with some whopper of a bill that you now owe? One of the things Stuart will tell you is that's not going to happen with Stuart Woodbury and lowcostlifeinsurance.com because they do the annual review. We get a call every year. We just looked over your stuff. This is the term you have left. This is the price you're paying. Everything looks great. You won't have any surprises when you go with Stuart Woodbury. Plus, he's local. Hello. Love local. Call Stuart, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
531 in Kansas City, I'm Dan Weinbaum, a board member of a Metro lacrosse team who offered to be a sex coach for a 17-year-old female player has pled guilty to sexual misconduct. 61-year-old James McInerney of Overland Park was an on-site coordinator and board member for the lacrosse team. McInerney faces a maximum of 15 days in jail. Well, MoDOT says two left lanes of westbound I-70 on the Manchester Bridge will be shut down. They're going to be reducing it to one lane overnight as they finish making some urgent repairs. That work was supposed to be done before rush hour tonight. This is going to last throughout the evening and overnight. We're going to have your weather and traffic coming up.
Man, when you look around your kitchen, about a year ago, like me, I would look around, you see some old, grimy, outdated cabinets. It was bad. Our hinges were falling off. Low lighting was my friend. I called Home Painting. I've been bragging about these guys, and I want to tell you, they did the work in our kitchen over a year ago, and it still looks fantastic, sparkling white. And it has been so easy to keep clean, which I worried about with four kids in the house. Have them do a paint makeover for you anywhere in your house. But, man, the kitchen, bam, really makes a difference, brightening and freshening up that kitchen. If you've got that old, ugly, orange, awful oak color, have them come in and paint. Do a gray. Do a white. You will love it. Home Painting will show you how you can give yourself a kitchen makeover for less. Locally owned and operated for more than 20 years, you're going to love Mike Holm. Call him now. I did. You will start loving your kitchen again. For once, turn up the lighting in that room. 913-238-4534, 238-4534, or homepainting.com, H-O-L-M, painting.com. You tell him Dana sent you.
Scattered showers around this evening, temperatures in the 80s, showers ending after 8 o'clock or so. We'll be in the 70s by then, 72 by midnight. Morning temperatures 67 with some fog. Partly cloudy throughout the daytime hours on Thursday, but some thunderstorms could impact your plans toward late afternoon or early evening, and the high temperature gets all the way up to about 89 degrees then. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 84 degrees at the airport, 84 downtown, and 81 degrees here at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Dan Weinbaum, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol.
Somebody asked
by
a really
side.
Good question on the text line. Were they squatters or do they own the land? Were they trespassing?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm more puzzled, like, because I've seen what this place looked like. How did any of them find any resources or money to post bond?
Could it
unless,
have been on recognizance?
No way. Not for that kind of crime. There's a dead child on the property.
Bail bondsman?
Yeah, but half the time these kinds of cult following groups, these compounds, you find out that the guy that runs it said, in order to be here, you have to give me all your worldly possessions. And that dude has a bank account somewhere that is fat and everybody else is starving.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He did write to his brother, bring me your money and your guns.
Yeah. See, and that's kind of an old, you know, right. It happens all the time. You have to give away all your worldly possessions.
What's sickening about this is now that the adults have been arrested, they're going to say to the children, see, everything I told you is coming true. The government came in here, took you away from us. We're now in jail, the big bad government, which is why we're teaching you the things we're teaching you.
Well, but
it's this self-fulfilling prophecy of crazy.
But in fairness, A lot of people think like that.
Well, not that extreme.
David Koresh?
I would hope, I would really, really, really hope that that is fringe crazy.
Let me ask you this, and I know you watched the movie Waco, the miniseries that they did, Waco.
It's called Oklahoma City, and it's phenomenally terrifying.
No, Oklahoma City had nothing to do with Waco. Waco.
You are wrong, but keep going.
I'm talking about the miniseries Waco that aired about a year and a half ago. Remember?
Yes.
And it was about David Koresh and the Branch Davidian compound.
They interviewed the now 40 and 50-year-old somethings that let their children burn in that property.
But when you watch that movie, take out the obvious crimes that were committed. The stockpiling of weapons, which I'm not really convinced was illegal, but whatever. Clearly the child sexual abuse that occurred inside the compound was illegal. So take that out. That notwithstanding, and I say that with a huge grain of salt. Other than that, the child sexual abuse that allegedly or occurred at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, did he really do anything wrong? And by wrong, I mean illegal, not unethical.
Right.
I'm
just
saying
wanting,
illegal.
Okay, so if you just
clearly
gathered,
there was unethical stuff. They were he was sleeping with other people's wives.
Yes,
all
if,
this
if,
other stuff.
But if you just gathered a group of people who want to live in peace by themselves and teach
without the government,
without the guns, and without the
I'm not even convinced the guns. I don't even know that the guns were illegal. But okay,
can you live like that and not break any laws?
Right.
I think yes.
I mean, they were fed.
Correct.
The children were taught.
Yes.
Surely there was and we can all say, or most of us can say, a weird religious component to the David Koresh Branch Davidian compound. But that's not illegal. Any more illegal than the International House of Prayer in Grandview is illegal. I mean, it's a weird religious compound, and that is what it is. It's a compound. But it's legal. There's no evidence that they're abusing people in there. I've been out to IHOP. I've seen it.
I think most people would say, Scott, that is it illegal just to do what you just said, just to do that? No, but that type of environment almost always goes hand in hand with illegal activity, whether it's illegal sexual activity.
Fair.
Can you just have that without the weird, creepy,
and that's what and Dana that's
sex
what,
stuff?
That's what
I
I'm
suppose.
Getting at. If you remove, because I don't think the guns at the Branch Davidian compound were illegal.
They were grenades. Yes,
right,
they
well,
were.
Well, that part would be illegal. Remove the illegal firearms component.
Okay.
Now, granted, they had plenty of firearms that were legal, and I don't have a problem with that. Remove the illegal firearms component. Remove the child sex abuse. Would there have been anything wrong with the Branch Davidian compound? And when I say wrong, I mean legally.
Under our Constitution, I think the answer would be no.
Okay. Now, we could look at it. You and I would look at it and go, okay, crazy. You're just a little bit that side of weird.
Right.
And I would agree with you. Okay? You're living in this compound. Nobody ever leaves. You think this guy is Jesus or something close to Jesus or whatever. It's weird. I get it. The question becomes, is it illegal to live off the grid? And I would have to make the argument that it is not. And that if you want to take your family off the grid.
I would reluctantly agree with you. Because I think it is so rare that you can have that cesspool of crazy and not have illegal things going on.
I understand your argument and your point. What I'm saying is, I think there are a lot of people in this country that live off the grid for whatever reason. They don't trust the government at all, or they just don't trust modern accommodation, and they don't want to live that way, and that's fine. And I think you should have the right to raise your children in that environment so long as you're not breaking an established law. Even though you hate the government, you still have to follow the law.
The judge in the case in New Mexico has been getting death threats after she agreed to make bond available for these people.
Okay.
There were around 12 malnourished children found on that property. Why she decided to even give them the opportunity to post bail, I don't understand. You know what she says? Wait a minute. Prosecutors failed to identify specific threats. And this, to me, always goes back to the Aurora Theater shooting. He generally said he wanted to kill a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. But he never said, I want to go to a theater and shoot up a theater and kill these people at this movie tonight. Mm. And so they never ran any of that up the chain because the threat wasn't specific.
Let's go to the phones. Mark in Olathe. Mark, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well,
Hi.
Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that, you know, Dana, that you quantified, you know, some of your comments because I found them kind of concerning. I think justice is blind, and obviously this judge is a moron, so I won't go. If she's saying that the prosecutor didn't specifically show, then she needs to open her eyes and maybe find a different profession, because 12 malnourished kids and a dead body, I think that's more than enough to say they're a danger to others. And, you know, not even going down the school shooter training and all that stuff, just the human element of it was just, you know, ridiculous to provide bond or, you know, to not hold them. But, you know, my issue was, you know, if someone, you know, even in our area, and, you know, my grandparents, you know, less than, you know, in their lifetime, they grew up with dirt floors, had an outhouse, didn't have running water. They didn't have the modern conveniences that we have today. They lived a very simple life. By today's standards, based on kind of where you were going with it, you know, saying that, well, that's how crazy people live. Well, no, that's how people, based on their economic situation and choices and upbringing, that's how they were raised. And some people choose to go down that road. And I think by the Constitution, when you mentioned that, you know, reluctantly, you know, in your opinion, you know, the Constitution affords them that right. Hell, I wouldn't want to live that way. I don't agree with it personally, but I don't feel that I have the right to judge someone to where they can't make that choice and decide to raise a family in that environment. As long as they're taking care of their responsibilities, raising their kids morally, ethically, and healthy, you know, hey, power to them. The way you want to live is the way you want to live. As long as you're not hurting somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's a problem I think that more of us have with what's going on in New Mexico out in that area. To say that there wasn't, you know, they didn't prove it. I mean, that gal needs to open her eyes and wake up and smell what's cooking, because, you know, there's a dead body there. That's enough for me.
Hey, Mark.
You know, you hold the ball.
I'm curious. Did you read the book, The Glass Castle? It was it was a movie recently, and Woody Harrelson plays the dad, and I think Naomi Watts plays the mom. This book, and it's a memoir, it's written by this now adult woman who grew up under those conditions. I have never been so conflicted reading a book, because the parents loved their children. I do believe those parents loved the kids, but the kids were raised in squalor, like absolute squalor. And so on the one hand, you have the right, Mark, to live that life off the grid with no running water and no plumbing and no, no food, and they're always scrounging. You do have that right. And then on the other hand, you have, you know, we have child protective services in place for a reason. And you're left, if you read this book, kind of like asking yourself, is that lifestyle okay? Like, these kids turned out okay. Is it okay? I don't know.
So because I haven't read the book, I would ask only one question. Did they choose to live poor?
Yes.
Or were they poor?
They chose to live that life.
Okay. As long as, the adults making the choices live up to their responsibilities legally, I don't have to agree with it. And I would venture to say I don't agree with, you know, putting your kids at risk. But if you're going to make those choices, you have to be able to meet your responsibilities, your obligations as a parent to society, to your children, and to your community. Now, I don't agree with how a lot of people live, but like Scott says all the time, and I agree with it, if you ain't hurt me and you're not hurting other people and you're not hurting your people, hey, whatever floats your boat, go for it. I ain't going to like it. I ain't going to watch it. Yeah. I ain't going to pay attention to it. But if you ain't hurting somebody, it's not my business to judge.
Amen.
I sit there and think, man, you're goofy. You know, I'm entitled to my opinion. That's fine.
But Mark, you have a right to be. But Mark, you have a right to be goofy. You have a right to live a lifestyle that I don't approve of.
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot that's going on, you know, now and yesterday. But, you know, like I said, you know, there's a lot of people who grew up in this country in what I consider the greatest generation, that I've been told that's the greatest generation, that grew up in a lot of situations where they didn't have much. Yeah. They turned out okay. They weren't crazy.
Yeah. Amen, brother. 576-7798.
Man, I want to talk to you about Cottonwood Canyon. If you are in the market for a new home, you need to head to these homes. Look at Cottonwood Canyon. I'd never heard of it. When I toured it, I was blown away. I called my girlfriend. She's a real estate agent. I said, have you heard about this place? It is nestled inside the most stunning wilderness landscape on one of the best new golf courses in America. It overlooks creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping. And in the midst of it all, you'll find Canyon Farms Golf Club. You're within walking distance to the stunning and award-winning Lenexa City Center. Hop, skip, and a jump to Lawrence, to downtown. It is a perfect location. Did I mention Cottonwood Canyon is also maintenance provided? Huge homes, no maintenance, nope, lawn, snow, removal, trash, all of that stuff is provided. You just sit back and enjoy the scenery. They are a limited number of lots available, so make plans now. Visit this community soon to secure your reservation. For a private tour, call 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, or check them out this fall at the Parade of Homes, or visit CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. And did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine? Windows from Window World don't just look amazing. They're energy efficient. They keep the cold air out in the winter, the hot air out in the summer. Make the move today. Online at windowskansascity.com. A lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. And windows from Window World use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Call for a free home estimate today, 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. 816-799-0820 or online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't
Willie and Snoop Dogg? What?
Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye.
576-7798.
I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Jim in Lenex.
There's a party, come on by.
Hey, I had a
hang on, Jim, hang on just a second.
When I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
I just wanted to hear Snoop Dogg in a Willie Nelson song. Sorry.
I'm a fan of Willie Nelson too, so it's no problem.
Go ahead, man.
I was gonna make the analogy that the parents are always pushing their beliefs onto the kids anyway, so yeah. An example would be if you was a vegetarian, the parents were a vegetarian and they raised their kids the same way, nobody would look at it and give it a second thought of that's child abuse or neglect or anything else. Just because the parent is deciding to go out and show the kids that if you want something, you have to go earn it. Whether you're, if you're hungry, then, you know, grow something or find something to eat or whatever. I don't see it as neglect. As long as they've got food and shelter, I mean, those are the necessities. Everything else is okay.
Well, but let me ask you a question, Jim. And I'm a little bit torn on this one, although the libertarian in me says people have the right to live however they want. So I go into this a little bit biased. But let's say you have a family that's living off the grid. They're out in New Mexico or the western hills of Kansas or whatever. And they live in, let's say, just for my argument's sake, a log cabin. They have water, but it's not running water. They don't have plumbing per se. They don't have electricity. They're raising 2, 3, 4 kids in the house. They are being educated, classically trained education. But when these kids become of age, which is to say 18, and they go out into the real world, they have never seen television. They have never seen the internet. They have never seen a cellular telephone. They have no way of understanding what we would consider the modern conveniences of life. Have these parents done these children a disservice by making them intellectually disadvantaged to succeed?
No, because like you said, though, the modern conveniences of life, we lived for centuries without running water, without electricity. I mean, just because that's the way that they choose. I mean, like I said, if maybe their point of view is, if you want something in this world, this is how you get it. You go out and you earn it. You're not
okay.
As long as they're being educated and.
But Jim, let me jump in for a second because we're short on time. You bring up a good point. Back in the day, you know, people didn't have running water. They didn't have electricity. But
we didn't have penicillin either.
but everybody didn't have running water and electricity. So everybody was still on the same intellectual, if I can use that word, plane. Whereas if you were to send these kids out into the real world, they have never seen a cell phone, they've never used electricity, and they have no idea what the internet is. Have you not set them back?
Well, and I'm not trying to pick on Kara Markser, but I remember a couple months ago she was trying to find a new babysitter because she didn't want her kid sitting in front of the TV. Isn't she doing the exact same thing, just not to the same extreme as far as the kid's 15 or 16 and doesn't know what a TV is? But isn't she doing the same deal right now? I mean, that's her belief that she doesn't want the kid sitting in front of a TV for 2, 4, 6, 8 hours, whatever. And nobody's looking at her going, well, but now the kid doesn't know how to change the channel, or the kid doesn't understand what Teletubbies is, or
Right on, man. All right, you're in, brother. Thank you for the call, man. You guys have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Really? But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord.
Happening now on KMBZ, dozens killed in an attack in Afghanistan. More next.
Hey, if you hate taxes, and who doesn't, get to Volkswagen Lee's Summit right now. They will ax your tax the rest of this month. Buy any new or used car at Volkswagen Lee's Summit and pay zero sales tax. Volkswagen of Lee Summit will pay your sales tax right now when you buy any new or used car all month long. And they have a huge selection of used cars in all makes and models. They have up to $7,000 off MSRP right now on all new VWs. Head out there now. We know you hate paying taxes. Let Volkswagen of Lee Summit pay some of them for you. Check out their tax-free specials at VWLeeSummit.com. Get to Volkswagen Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road today and see for yourself why they are Kansas City's number one VW dealer. Or go to VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.